So that's 11 witch types for you. After all that, maybe you recognize yourself in at least one of the witches, or five. Maybe you're a crystal witch when you need grounding, and a kitchen witch when you want comfort, and a gray witch when you're protecting your peace. And that's the beauty of it. Our magic moves with us. It shifts, it softens, it grows. We're allowed to change archetypes like seasons, or blend them all into one big, beautiful cauldron of self-expression. And at the end of the day, it's not about labels. It's about connection to nature, to energy, and to the quiet knowing that you are already magic. Hello, hello, magical friends, yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And happy, happy Witchy Wednesday. This is your midweek sprinkle of mystery and meaning. And today's question has been at the top of my mind lately. Which witch are you? Now, before you picture cauldrons and broomsticks, obviously, or imagine that you need to be a full-on spell-casting, altar-keeping Wiccan by the book witch, that's not what I mean here. You don't need to know every lunar phase by heart or have a shelf full of herbs to have a little witch in you. Being a witch isn't just about rituals or religion, it's about connection. I see it as connection to nature and to energy, to your intuition, to the quiet power that's already pulsing in your bones. In fact, some witches also resonate with certain religions or just spirituality in general. And the word witch has been used for centuries to describe women who simply dared to know themselves, women who trusted their instincts and healed through creation, spoke truth, and honored the sacred in everyday life. So maybe you've been a witch all along. You just didn't really call it that yet, especially because it does have a stigma, right? And while there are countless types of witches, from storm witches to fey witches to chaos witches and everything in between, today I'm just highlighting 11 types. The ones that feel like old friends or maybe new reflections of parts of yourself. So we'll talk about the green witch, kitchen witch, cosmic witch, hedge witch, crystal witch, elemental, so many. So many who bring beautiful structure and reverence to modern practice. You might recognize yourself in one or few, and maybe all of them. So grab your tea, light whatever candles nearby. First, of course, I gotta do tarot, speaking of a witchiness. Maybe you don't do spells, maybe you just do some oracle decks, some cards. If you hear in the background, I'm shuffling cards, waiting for one to pop out or just to really resonate with me. As the intention for this one is a message for the collective who are listening. A message that we would love for everyone to hear. And I'm shuffling the Stacey DeMarco Queen of the Moon Oracle deck right now. Oh, here we go. Wow. Didn't we just get this card? Or did I just get this card on my own? I cannot remember at this time. But this one popped out again. Thunder Moon Change. Okay. I feel like we just got this card. Am I wrong? I truly can't remember if it was me or if it was for the collective at this moment. Change. Accept change. Life, like the seasons, is about change. Take advantage of change energy. Plan ahead. I welcome change and I ride its energy. I mean, change is our guaranteed constant in life, right? So one of the great truths in life is that change is constant. There we go. It is unavoidable and we can resist all we want, but nothing truly stays the same. It is better than to prepare and even direct change by setting intentions and building our personal power from the inside out. Seasonally, there are times of the year that have at their essence a profound sense of change, usually the shoulder season of autumn and spring. It is at these times of year we can feel more easily the shift between one season and another. In autumn, the nights grow longer, and there is a chill when darkness falls that wasn't there just weeks before. The breeze that blows is no longer balmy. The birds we have been watching all summer seem to have packed up and left, and in their place, new species appear to strut their stuff. We begin to dress with more layers, and we may even hunger for different foods. All these are signals of change. In spring, it's all about waking up and warming up, and the opposite happens. All these are signals of change. This moon shines down upon the winds of change. The clearing storms, the electric crackle of lightning, and the boom of thunder echoing across the valley. There is a great energy to be channeled in such a time and to be focused towards riding change with joy and ease. The companion stone for this is serpentine. So, wow, change. And didn't we get change last week, but from the tarot deck? I truly cannot remember right now, but I feel like this has been a constant. I keep pulling this card for myself and for us. There's a reason for it. I'm listening. I'm watching out. Honestly, there has been a lot of change in my life in a great way. And I'm going to be very thankful for that and say thank you to the universe right now. Anyway, I'm thankful for all of you listening. And I hope that you resonate with one or more of these kind of witches that we're labeling for fun. I've been talking about Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth for a while now, and for good reason, the herbal supplement designed to help women maintain optimal hormone levels. It's trusted by women all over the world, with more than 50,000 reviews and 98% recommending it to loved ones. And now you can take those results even further by pairing it with Happy Mammoth's prebiotic collagen protein, which is science-backed. I'll tell you all about it. This unique blend is designed to restore gut lining integrity, which plays a major role in supporting overall hormone balance. It helps to relieve occasional bloating and gas, reduce sugar cravings, and keep you feeling satisfied longer, support healthy, sustainable weight management, boost energy, and support general well-being. And because your gut directly affects your hormones, improving gut health can actually amplify your hormone harmony results so you can feel more like yourself again. And as someone in her mid-30s, I've really enjoyed adding the prebiotic collagen protein to my daily routine. Again, I'm lighted by the fact that it's backed by science and it's become a simple treat I look forward to whether I'm blending it into a smoothie or just mixing it up on the go. And the best part, Happy Mammoth is fully dedicated to women's health. Again, their products are made with science-backed ingredients, so no compromise ever, so you know you're getting quality that actually works. Right now, you can try prebiotic collagen protein and Hormone Harmony risk-free and get 15% off your entire first order with code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com. Use code MAGIC for 15% off today. So, the Green Witch. Oh man, our earth-tending, moss-loving, garden-gloved goddess. The Green Witch is basically that friend who keeps basil alive all year and somehow knows the moon phase without even checking. She's the one who texts you, put your feet on the grass, it'll help, I promise. And she feels most herself with dirt under her nails and sunlight on her face. Her spell work? Well, it's probably just planting with intention. And also planting intention with every seed and whispering affirmations to her monstera. She's your plant mom energy bestie, the one who smells like eucalyptus and knows exactly which tea to make when you're spiraling. So if you light sage or mist your aura with rose water before checking your email, perhaps there's a little green witch in you. And maybe you have pieces of this, like you just really love to plant and connect with nature. Perhaps that's the extent of it for you. Now we've got the kitchen witch. And the kitchen witch is warmth incarnate. I mean, she doesn't just cook. She conjures comfort. She's got playlists for chopping vegetables, herbs hanging to dry, and maybe a cat judging her from the counter. This witch stirs cinnamon for abundance, honey for sweetness, and love into every loaf of banana bread. Or maybe she just loves to bake different kinds of sourdough bread for herself and her friends. And you'll find her in cozy sweaters or bare feet, brewing a pot of something magical. Let's be real, oat milk chai, of course, right? So her magic says, home is holy, meals are spells. And when she feeds you, she's not just nourishing your body, she's feeding your soul. She's cottagecore, but make it witchy. And then the cosmic witch. The cosmic witch probably has the pattern or the co-star apps, or maybe she's too good for those apps. Whatever app she uses, she probably can tell you Mercury's exact degree before she's had her coffee in the morning. And she's the girly who sends you your birthday chart before your birthday gift. She sees patterns in everything, in angel numbers, in moon cycles, in Saturn returns. And the stars are her language, and she uses them not for prediction, or maybe not only for prediction, but for reflection. Her altar glows with selenite, and her journal is full of transits, and she's forever saying that it's not you, babe, it's your Chiron. Don't worry. So if you track the moon or you blame your moods on whatever retrograde's going on, you've definitely got cosmic witch energy in ya. And then the hedge witch. Hedge witch is the mystical hermit. She's a little spooky, but very intuitive. And I don't mean spooky in a bad way. She's that friend who just knows everything that it's spooky. She dreams vividly, senses energy before it's spoken, and probably has a vintage deck of tarot cards that smell like old bookstores. And she moves between realms, not literally, but mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Her hedge is the veil between seen and unseen. And so you might find her journaling at 3 a.m., talking to her ancestors, or cleansing her space after a weird day. And she's a walking boundary spell. Hedge witches are our intuitive girlies. They have a strong sense of the energy around them. They're empaths. They're the I felt that queens. And now the elemental witch. This one's all about balance and embodiment. The elemental witch dances with fire, sings in the wind, cries when it rains, and hikes just to touch rock. She connects to her emotions and the world around her by calling in the elements, grounding with earth, cleansing with water, igniting with fire, and expanding with air. So if you're the type to open your windows during a storm just to feel it, yeah, you're an elemental witch. So she's that friend who reminds you to breathe and to move and to let the elements alchemize whatever stuck. Very main character in a field energy, I'd say. And then we got the crystal witch. The crystal witch is the magpie of the magic. She collects sparkle. Her nightstand looks like a metaphysical store. Amethyst for calm, obsidian for protection, rose quartz for love. And she'll tell you to charge your crystals under the full moon. And yes, she has opinions about crystal grids, okay? She's that friend who matches her stones to her outfit or intuitively grabs the one she needs that day. The crystal witch believes energy can be seen and held, and that everything vibrates with intention. She's all about alignment, about frequency, vibration, beauty. Very that girl, but witchier. And then sea witch, if your soul feels different by the ocean, this one is for you. The sea witch works with water, tides, shells, and salt. Her magic flows, cleanses, and releases. And she's emotionally attuned, sensual, deeply intuitive. You'll find her crying for healing, not sadness, or not always sadness. She feels everything. She might ritual bathe to reset, collect seashells for spells, or make moon water just for fun. The sea witch is that friend who always says, let it flow, then actually means it. She's moody in the most beautiful way, a siren soul who heals through feeling. Now we're going to talk about the tech witch. The tech witch is the future. She's the digital alchemist who turns her phone into a wand. She codes sigils into walls, syncs her rituals with her Google Calendar, and makes her manifestation playlist in chronological order. She sees energy in ones and zeros and uses it consciously, from programming her algorithms to aligning with her vibe to using AI, art, or tarot apps or portals of creativity. She's the girly making vision boards on Canva at 2 a.m., then backing them up to the cloud because intention needs organization, right? She reminds us that even the digital realm holds energy. And it's up to us to direct it. Ooh, and now we've got the gray witch. The gray witch walks the middle path, neither light nor dark, but both. She's wise, grounded, and doesn't spiritually bypass, okay? She'll talk shadow work, boundaries, and justice spells in the same breath as love and light. She's that friend who says, protect your peace, but also hex that thought pattern. The gray witch is realism and mysticism holding hands, and she doesn't fear her darkness, she integrates it. She's giving main character who's been through it healed, and now sips her tea in peace. The ceremonial witch. She is the high priestess of precision. She loves structure, ritual, symbols, correspondences, and her altar looks like an art installation. So think crystals in perfect symmetry. incess time to the minute and chants that sound like poetry. She's that friend who color codes her candles and can tell you exactly which archangel to call for clarity. Ceremonial witches are detail-oriented mystics, spiritual scientists who find divinity in discipline, and they bring reverence and formality back to the mystical. And it's honestly stunning. It's stunning. Now, finally, the Wiccan witch, the classic, devoted, ritual-loving practitioner who walks her talk with intention. She's the one who probably has the moon phases marked on her calendar, a well-loved book of shadows, and a deep respect for the balance between light and dark, masculine and feminine, spirit and nature. The Wiccan witch follows the rhythm of the earth, the Sabbats, the Esbats, the turning of the wheel of the year. And she might celebrate the solstices, honor the full moon, or cast a circle before every ritual. There's structure here, but it's not rigid. It's reverent. She believes in harm none, in karma, in energy returned threefold. Her path is one of mindfulness, of compassion, of conscious creation. And she's the friend who always says, hey, let's wait until the new moon to set that intention, okay? And somehow she's right every time. Wiccan witches bring a beautiful balance of spirituality and structure into the mix. That earth priestess meets grounded goddess energy. Even if you're not formally a Wiccan, you might still connect with her rhythm or the way that she honors the cycles of life and the moon and herself. So that's 11 witch types for you. After all that, maybe you recognize yourself in at least one of the witches or five. Maybe you're a crystal witch when you need grounding, and a kitchen witch when you want comfort, and a gray witch when you're protecting your peace. And that's the beauty of it. Our magic moves with us. It shifts, it softens, it grows. We're allowed to change archetypes like seasons or blend them all into one big, beautiful cauldron of self-expression. And at the end of the day, it's not about labels. It's about connection to nature, to energy, and to the quiet knowing that you are already magic. Whether your rituals look simply like journaling or coding or even gardening or just simply showing up for yourself. That's witchcraft, I'd say. Honor the witch you are today. Let your magic be messy, but also modern, sacred, simple, whatever feels true for you, right? And if you haven't listened yet, then maybe tune into this week's Magic Monday episode, Anxiety versus Intuition and How to Tell the Difference. I think it's completely different, but a nice companion for today's theme of learning to trust your own energy. And don't forget to tune into Freaky Friday, where we continue a witchy conversation. Of course, it's Halloween, so why not talk more about witches? But this time, witch conspiracies and the hidden magic of Halloween. But until then, keep your heart open and your magic gentle. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your magic.